to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know at least one person's not listening to Long Lunch at the moment because someone's just rung Vince Aretti's phone. What's happening there?
That was my wife. Oh, she probably is listening.
Now, Todd, you're going to miss this because you're in Melbourne. The St Ives show's on this weekend.
Oh, are you kidding, is it?
This weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. Yeah, I know.
Oh, I love the St Ives show. It's great. And that showground is a great facility that people don't really know about. So I'm thrilled that that's on. I normally like going and buying, you know, millions of things I didn't think I needed.
Right,
I didn't know I needed.
Well, someone else is going to have to deputise for you tomorrow because you'll be missing the St Ives show, which is on tomorrow.
Oh, I love it. Well, yeah, get along. It's off Motor Vale Road there.
So. Now, I tell you as well, we were talking yesterday in the wake of Struggle Street and someone rang from the Bidwell Kids Club. And then following on from that, I said, well, look, we should try and raise some money for this group. And so Janice very kindly phoned us, donating $1,000. And apparently, she's your date at a function tomorrow night.
Oh, Janice. Yeah. Oh, my Janice. I love Janice.
That's
right. She's great. Janice came
That's Vince Cerenti's phone again, by the way. It's very active. Mate, there's an off button for those.
I'm trying to
find it. Oh, my God. At least you can use his, Stuart.
Hang on. I've just got one.
What, a new one? Have you updated?
Well, I've got an iPhone. What? I've got a 4S.
Oh, my God. Okay.
4S, so you're about 5 years behind.
Well, I know, but I tell you, I've rocketed into the 21st century compared to what I had. The one I had was the one that followed the two tins and a piece of string.
You had those old solid fuel burning ones.
That's right. You could warm a small city by night.
Now, back to Janice. This lady has just sort of contacted me since I've been doing your show and stuff. And she's a big supporter of you and of me and has been a great supporter of the schizophrenia research gig that I did last week.
Right.
And now she's coming to the neurofibromatosis gig I'm doing on Saturday night.
So. Okay. No, well, terrific. Well, she was very generous with
$1,000. Nice lady.
Yeah. Terrific. Well, that's good stuff. Now, what about Prince Harry? So he's over in New Zealand and he's continued to wow them. This little kid asks him what he calls the Queen.
What do you call your grandmother /queen? Like Nana or...
I call her Granny. Yep. I call her Granny, but I refer to her as the Queen most of the time.
Yep.
Especially as I'm in the army, so she's my boss.
That's true, although he's about to leave the army, so it's boss, queen, or granny.
God save our gracious granny.
Granny, that's right.
He can set that in when they sing the anthem.
And yeah, go on.
Now, I just want to know what he's going to do. Like, because, you know, once you leave the army, you need a career, don't you?
Well, I tell you, I reckon the way he is with kids, he could get a job hosting Play School.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
I'd love to find out. I'd love to be him for
What about the Red Wiggle? Could he be a Red Wiggle?
He could.
Or a Ginger Wiggle?
He could.
I mean, he's terrific with the kids. They love him.
Yeah, they do. I thought he was quite good out here.
I think he's been very good.
The way he's just gone to pubs and eaten pork rolls and done everything. I reckon that's terrific.
There's
he would crave stuff like that.
There's a hitch to the pork roll story.
Oh, really?
It wasn't him.
Oh, wasn't
kidding?
It?
It wasn't him.
Who
No, the media got all excited about the fact the TV cameras loved all this stuff. They had some grainy CCTV footage of someone they thought was Prince Harry, but it wasn't.
What a marketing genius the owner of that
shop is. That's right. No, they're thinking, you're beauty.
Yeah.
Next week we'll have someone come in who looks like Prince Charles.
Well, that's me. My ears.
So they got all of this free publicity. The cameras are everywhere, and it wasn't Prince Harry.
Oh, that's sad.
They
the poor things, those girls were so excited when they went back and told
I know. Well,
them
that's right. When they were told, you just missed Prince Harry, because none of them had recognised him. Now we know why, because it wasn't him. Now, he said hearts are flutter in New Zealand when he had this to say.
Of course, I'd love to have kids right now, but Yeah, there's a process that one has to go through. And, you know, tours like this is great fun. Hopefully I'm doing all right by myself. It would be great to have someone else next to me is to, sort of, to share the pressure.
Well, they were lined up from Auckland to Wellington with big signs saying, pick me.
Well, he knows the facts of life. There is a process to go through. And it gets a lot worse from there.
I suspect he's done some practising over the years. From some of the shots we've seen in Las Vegas, he's not sure to practise.
No, he's getting the process right.
So he's been in New Zealand and then that's the end of his career in the Army. And then we'll have to work out what he does do after that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite interesting to see which road he goes down. I think he might just become a philanthropist and just...
How old is he?
I don't know. Is he late 20s? Is he in his 30s, is he?
Yeah. I think he's in his 30s.
Yeah. And Charles, how old was his dad when he got married? How old was Charles when he got married?
He was sort of mid-30s, I think.
Was he?
I think so. Or is he older, do you think?
I thought older.
Because what Diana was about 19. That's right. Yeah.
But I thought Prince Harry was parking the royal car in Cressida's garage for a while.
Well, I think he was for a while, and then there was all that talk that he was keen on Kate Middleton's wife after Middleton's sister.
Well, who wouldn't?
Wasn't it funny on the news?
Even I was keen on her.
Really?
Yeah, she was hot.
When they announced
Pippa.
They announced Kate Middleton baby's name, and the word Diana in it, they explained, this is on the news, that Diana was the name of the grandmother.
Yes.
And I thought, gee, I'm really getting old. There are people around who died in a car accident in 1996. It's amazing there's people that wouldn't know that.
That's true.
It kind of made me feel
It's funny you say that because you get to a certain age, you do take a whole heap of stuff as sort of, you know, information that you figure everyone's in the loop on, but you're right, people coming through, there's plenty of people weren't born when
Who's
that accident
Diana?
Happened.
What car accident?
It was 1997 when you think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a long time ago. It's, 18 years ago?
Yeah.
Mm. So people who are eligible to vote now
wouldn't have been
alive when that accident occurred in the tunnel in Paris. Now, Harry turns 31 in September.
Okay.
Ah, right. All right. Yeah, I thought it was about that.
Can you imagine the attendant fuss when the word does get out that maybe he's close to getting married?
I think he might have one of the seven signs of marriage. He might have a bit of... He looks like he'd have an open relationship.
He's gone the other way around. He's started with open marriages. He's going to
start it off,
He's figuring, I'll start as I intend to finish.
Good on him. Good on him. He's my favourite royal by far.
Yeah. Who's your second favourite?
I don't really have a second favourite.
Oh, I thought you might say Camilla.
Camilla? No. Oh, my God. I can't bear her.
Really?
Camilla. No, because I think she butted in on Di's life. I was a Di fan. I like Di.
Well, I know. Look,
Camilla's had to put up with so
that's
much.
That's right.
Seeing the man she loves marry
that's
this
right.
younger woman go through a
this
bad
This was a
marriage.
Serious relationship.
She waited and waited and waited.
Yeah, no, but no, I don't know. She just looked a bit old and fuddy-duddy to
me. Well, he's no spring chicken himself.
Right. He's not Justin Bieber, in case you haven't looked on.
I must look at him closer.
That's right. No, I think you will notice some difference. Differences between Prince Charles and Justin Bieber. I'm just putting it out there. Yeah. Now, the sports story of the week has to have been this treat for the mums on Mother's Day at Brookvale Oval. 66th minute of the game between Manly and Newcastle. The Knights' Corbin Sims decides it might be a good idea to grab Willie Mason on the genitals as he stood up to play the ball, if you'll pardon that pun.
Yep.
Now, the next
day... And his name. That's, and you'll pardon his name
that's right, exactly. The Roosters' Sam Moa was commenting the next day.
If it was someone he didn't know and just did not unexpectedly, I don't know, probably might want to give him a little love tap on the chin or something. But...
A love tap on the chin.
Okay.
I think it's safe to say...
I wait to meet Corbin Sims.
I think it's safe to say he missed.
Maybe he thought he was doing a handstand.
Willie didn't even react. That was the most astonishing thing. I watched that footage over and over again. He just stood there. Oh, yeah, someone's grabbed me down there.
That's
again.
Right. You know. Yeah. That's right. You wonder how many times this happens in a game. I was stunned when you looked at the footage and he's looking around as if to sort of line the troops up and then suddenly, doink, it happens and then life continues as normal.
Yeah, he didn't flinch.
It must happen every day. Must be
spend a lot of time in nightclubs.
Yeah. G'day, Dad. Hello, Mum.
That's right.
It made me think I want to take up rugby.
Go a bit easy.
Would you be the grabber or the grabbee, mate?
It doesn't matter, Vince.
You're right, actually.